Welcome to the Pit Cop Podcast.
Hello, our reeler.
We are kicking off this deep dive by exploring an element of interior design that I think really separates a stunning finished room from one that just feels, well, a little undone.
Oh, definitely.
We're talking about custom Roman shades.
It's that final crucial layer. You know, most people focus on the big things, the sofa, the wall color, but window treatments are what frame your view. They manage the light.
Right.
And Roman shades, specifically, they just have a certain sophistication. They make a space feel polished and cozy and, you know, undeniably high-end.
Absolutely. And our mission today is to cut through all the noise and really deliver the key knowledge that professional designers use. We're distilling insights from Pitcott's best-selling ebooks on this very topic.
Right.
Giving you a shortcut, really, to planning your next home upgrade.
And that's a really robust knowledge base. I mean, everything we're discussing here is extracted directly from those best-selling ebooks you can find on the Pitcott store.
So if you want to dive even deeper into topics just like this one, from, say, measurement guides to picking the perfect material, just visit www.pitcott.com/APRbooks to download our best-selling ebooks today.
So let's start with the big question. What is it specifically about a custom Roman shade that transforms a regular room into something special? It really comes down to the structure.
Okay, let's unpack that. When we say window coverings, why can't we just lump Roman shades in with, you know, normal blinds or curtains? What's the fundamental difference?
It's all about the fabric. It's the simplicity of it. The key feature of a Roman shade is that it's made from one smooth, continuous piece of material.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike blinds with all their slats or drapes with their gathers, the Roman shade is just this solid, uninterrupted canvas when it's down.
Which is why it looks so clean.
Exactly. No clutter, no fuss. It's just pure elegance.
But, I mean, if it's one smooth piece of fabric, what stops it from just looking messy or bulky when you want to let the light in? The mechanism must be where the real genius is.
It absolutely is. The genius is what's hidden. The design uses a cord system that runs through these little rings sewn onto the back of the shade.
So you don't see any of the working parts?
Not at all. It's all behind the scenes.
And the movement is so different.
Mm.
When you pull that cord, it doesn't just bunch up at the top.
Precisely. It lifts with intention. Because those rings are fixed, the fabric gathers into these soft, controlled, horizontal folds. They stack up so neatly at the top of the window.
Mm-hmm.
The sources describe it beautifully, actually. They say, it's like watching fabric breathe with light.
I like that. It adds a kind of softness, then, to the hard lines of a window frame.
A sculptural softness, yeah.
And here's where it gets really interesting for me. Because that clean aesthetic isn't just one thing. Roman shades aren't one size fits all. The style you choose can completely change the mood of the room.
And that variety is so important. I think a lot of people assume the only choice is the fabric, but the fold style, the way it actually lifts and stacks, is just as critical. Let's dive into the five main styles detailed in the Pitcott material.
All right, lead us through them. What are the most popular styles we should be looking for?
Okay, so first up, you have the flat Roman shades. These are the most contemporary, the most architecturally precise. They use the least amount of fabric, so when the shade is down, it's completely flat.
Totally taut.
Right. A very crisp, minimal look.
And where would you typically use that style?
They're perfect for spaces where you want really clean lines. So think a modern kitchen, an office, or maybe big windows where you don't want a lot of visual noise.
Got it. Okay, so moving to the complete opposite end of that spectrum, we have what's called soft fold or hobbled shades.
Yes, and that name, hobbled, gives you a clue. These are made with a lot of extra fabric that's fixed into these permanent cascading loops. So even when the shade is all the way down, you still see those soft horizontal waves.
So if the flat shade is minimalist, this one is maximalist luxury.
Exactly. They add so much visual depth. They work beautifully in, say, a formal living room or a master bedroom where you want that real richness. They look amazing in fabrics like silk or velvet.
Makes sense. Okay, what about the middle ground, the one that kind of fits anywhere?
That would be the classic Roman shade. This is your traditional go-to. When it's down, it hangs smooth, kind of like the flat shade.
Aye.
But when you raise it, the folds stack up really neatly with a slight overlap. It's just a very traditional tailored look. It blends function with that classic appeal. Super versatile.
And what if someone wants that really cozy, you know, Sunday morning coffee kind of feel? Less formal.
That brings us to the relaxed Roman shades. These are deliberately casual. They're made without any internal supports or dowels, so the bottom edge doesn't hang perfectly straight.
Kind of droops a little?
It curves, yeah, gently droops into this soft swag. It adds this genuine warmth and charm, perfect for bedrooms, sunrooms, anywhere with like a coastal or farmhouse vibe.
I can picture that with a nice linen fabric.
Exactly what they're made for. And then finally, we have a style that's not about fabric at all.
The bamboo Roman shades.
Right. These focus completely on organic texture. They're woven from natural materials, bamboo, reeds, grasses. They bring that earthy, outdoors-in kind of feel.
And they probably filter light in a really interesting way.
They do. It's more of a dappled effect, not a total blackout. They're fantastic for layering, too. You can pair a bamboo shade with simple curtains on the side for a really dynamic look.
So that choice of construction, that one detail, really dictates the whole emotional experience of the room.
It really does.
And that leads us perfectly into our next point. Why customization isn't just a nice option. It's essential for getting it right.
Once you've picked a style, you realize that something off the rack just isn't going to cut it.
I love the analogy the Pidcock guides use. They say buying ready-made shades is like buying a suit off the rack. You know, it might fit okay, but when you go custom, it's like getting a truly tailored suit. And that tailoring is the game changer.
It is, because customization unlocks four key decisions. First, the exact fabric. You have total freedom. You can choose something for performance, like a washable cotton for a kitchen.
Sure.
Or you can choose something for pure opulence, like a silk blend for a dining room. You're not stuck with generic polyester.
Which lets you nail the second choice, color and pattern. You can get that perfect, precise match to a piece of art or a pillow. You can't do that off the shelf.
Never. Third, as we just talked about, you get to select the fold style. Flat, classic, relaxed. You choose the one that creates the exact mood you're going for.
And the fourth choice is one people probably don't think about enough, but it's vital. The lining details.
This is pure function. You decide. Do you need a heavy blackout lining for a media room or a bedroom?
Essential for shift workers, yeah.
Or just a light filtering liner that gives you privacy, but still lets in that beautiful, diffused, natural light.
That's a huge decision.
It is. And ultimately, when you make all those choices, they stop being generic window covers and they really become your shades. They fit perfectly, they coordinate flawlessly, and they function exactly how you need them to.
That level of detail is just impossible to replicate otherwise. And this is the kind of insight you get when you build your knowledge from great source material. To explore more of the knowledge Pidcock has to offer, you can check out www.pidcock.com right now.
Okay, so now that we know why custom is the way to go, the practical question is, how do you actually get them? The sources detail three very different paths.
And path one is the one that I think intimidates people the most, but maybe it shouldn't. DIY Roman shades.
The big assumption is that you need to be a professional seamstress.
Right.
But the fun surprise is you really don't. The Pidcock material points out that so many DIY guides use really simple methods. We're talking fabric glue, iron on tape. You don't need a fancy sewing machine.
So the pros are obvious. It's super budget friendly. You just pay for the fabric and the hardware.
Total control.
Total control. You can use that one specific floral print you've been eyeing for months. And of course, you get the bragging rights.
You do. But the con has to be said loud and clear.
Patience.
So much patience. And precision. You have to be meticulous with your measurements. If you rush it or you just don't enjoy that kind of detailed work, you could end up with something that looks cheap. So save yourself the stress if crafting isn't your thing.
Okay, that's fair. Path two is the highest end. Working with a designer. Why is this the best route if the budget allows?
A designer brings two things you just can't get otherwise. First, an incredible eye for detail and context. They don't just measure a window. They analyze how the light shifts, your daily habits, the room's feel.
They're seeing the whole picture.
The whole picture. And second, they have access. Designers work with exclusive suppliers and fabric houses.
Right.
We're talking about patterns and textures and silk blends that you just cannot find in a retail store or online. If you want true luxury and guaranteed perfection, a designer is the safest bet.
All right, let's pivot to path three, which is probably the most common one today. Shopping online.
The convenience is just undeniable.
For sure. The pros are obvious. You can order in your pajamas. It's often way more affordable than a full designer service. And you have user reviews to check quality.
All true.
But, there is a huge caveat here. A major warning sign.
The warning is critical. You must, and I mean must, measure your windows with extreme precision. The online retailer is only working with the numbers you give them.
You have to know inside mount versus outside mount, all of that.
Everything. If you get one number wrong, even by a quarter of an inch, the shade will not fit. And returning a custom item is, well, it's difficult and expensive.
So success online really depends on your own accuracy with a tape measure.
That's it. Precision is the hidden cost of convenience.
So after all this, the mechanics, the styles, the why, and the how, what's the big takeaway for someone listening right now?
I think the synthesis is this. Roman shades are one of the most stylish and effective ways to truly elevate a space. They're practical, especially with those custom linings, and they're endlessly customizable for any mood.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of the path you choose DIY, online, or with a designer, investing in custom window treatments will fundamentally transform and, you know, finish the feel of your home.
That transformation is the real goal. And to help you achieve it, visit www.pitcott.com for more valuable insights into making smart design choices just like this.
We really appreciate you joining us for this deep dive.
If you haven't already, please subscribe to our channel and be sure to activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button if you love our show. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so more people can find this knowledge too.
Thank you so much for being there with us.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate that notification bell. I will leave a link in the description below.